Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, April 20th, 2018. Today is 420, a day on which cannabis smokers worldwide celebrate the mighty weed. Last Thursday, Chris Derkun resigned. After 7 months, most of which were chaotic, the dispute over the personalities at the Berliner Volksbühne was over. Now, the ex-director has reached an agreement with the Cultural Administration on his departure. His contract will end on December 31st, 2018, as Culture Senator Klaus Lederer of the Left and Derkun's lawyer Pete Rau announced in a joint statement on Thursday. Until then, the Belgian will still be paid in full. Both sides have also agreed on the language rules on the reasons for his farewell. Derkun goes essentially because, quote, a conceptual new beginning was necessary, not because of the, quote, current financial situation of the Volksbühne. The explicit reference to this is no coincidence, because the finances of the theater are disastrous. This is proven by research by the RBB, the NDR, and the Süddeutsche Zeitung. Derkun had originally expected sponsorship money of 1.25 million euros. In fact, it could only be a tenth of that sum. Since the beginning of the artistic directorate of Derkun, the Volksbühne has suffered from underutilization and high expenses at the same time. The income from guest performances fell short of expectations, and the cost of in-house productions were enormous. Derkun had planned a lot of money, above all, with the hoped-for display at the former Tempelhof Airport. For 2018, those responsible expect a further drop in visitor numbers of 20%. After the anti-Semitic attack on a young Israeli and his companion in Berlin, police continue to search for the perpetrators. A spokeswoman said yesterday that the state police, responsible for politically motivated crimes, is investigating in all directions. The police will probably speak to the 21-year-old again later today, but as far as Wednesday evening, however, there are no doubts about his account of the crime. The two young men had worn traditional Jewish headgear on their way to the U-Bahn in Prenzlauer Berg on Tuesday evening. They were attacked by a group of Arabic-speaking men and insulted anti-Semitically. One of the men beat the 21-year-old victim with a belt and tried to hit him with a bottle. The assailant and his two companions escaped. The 21-year-old filmed the crime and posted the video on the internet. There had been questions on Wednesday because, as it turned out, the 21-year-old victim, who has lived in Germany for 3 years, is not Jewish. At first, everyone, including the police, thought he was. In interviews, the young man then said that he was Israeli, but of Arab origin, not Jewish and also not religious. On the program Stern TV on Wednesday evening, he said, quote, I grew up among Jews. All my friends in Israel are Jews. I also have Jews among my relatives. It has something to do with me, and it's very important to me. The kippah was given to him only a few days ago in Israel. In other interviews, he had said that he then wanted to experience in Berlin what it was like to wear it. A 19-year-old suspect, together with a lawyer, turned himself in at a police station yesterday afternoon. Sibylle Schmidt, who is non-party but sits in the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg District Assembly for the AfD as deputy faction leader, called for the operators of Berghain to be disallowed under trade law. This means Berlin's most famous club could no longer be allowed to exist in its current form. This is the result of a proposal made public on Tuesday by left-wing politician Maximilian Schirmer on Twitter. Schmidt writes in her application that she is bothered by the consumption and acquisition of drugs at the club and by the fact that people have been known to have sex there. She stated that she has been to the club 2 or 3 times per year and remarked that the bouncers are, quote, unintelligent and unsightly pompous, and are the ones who deliberately keep the paying public away. According to the Tagesspiegel, Schmidt should know that Berghain is not the only club in Berlin with a laissez-faire attitude towards drugs. She herself ran a legendary club in the 1980s, the Blockschock, where mainly punk bands played, and so loudly that she had to vacate the location in Marienstrasse. Parties in the SO36 followed, concerts against the right, and before reunification, she smuggled bands into the GDR. Her last stop as a club operator was in the 1990s with the Schmidt Dance School in Mitte. However, the guests kept causing problems, and in 1997 there were riots between visitors and the police. This was too much for the then city councilor, and she ordered the immediate closure. After that, it became quiet around Sibylle Schmidt. She worked for the Tots, and then suddenly ran non-party for the AfD. The AfD group in Berlin does not support her request. Via Twitter, Parliamentary Director Frank Hensel denied that Schmidt was a member of the AfD. She is sitting for the AfD in Berlin, but is non-party. Later in the day, Schmidt's proposal was pulled back by the AfD. And as a reminder, as mentioned yesterday on Berlin Briefing, due to the defusing of a bomb from the Second World War, today there will be extensive road closures and massive restrictions in local and long-distance rail, bus, U-Bahn, and tram traffic. You can find a link to an overview of all traffic obstructions in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening.